Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, where I read the book so you don't have to. Oh no, hold on.
Oi nerds, wanna watch us play Dungeons & Dragons? Well, this August we're gonna be doing that over on twitch.tv/sanspantsradio. That's right, D&D is for Twitch featuring Plumbing the Death Star is running a 3-part campaign where we get to push D&D face first in the mud and then take its lunch money. Part 1 starts August 11th for us, but August 10th for the rest of the world. To find out the exact times and dates, head on over to our Twitter, @sanspantsradio, or @D&D is for Nerds for more information.
Hello and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, if you found Aladdin's lamp, what would your 3 wishes be? I'm Tom Walker.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Zam.
Wonderful. And us three are all here and we found how to speak.
I think the hardest, and this is not a hurdle posed by the question, but I would not think to rub the lamp.
Yeah.
No, to be honest.
Hey, my first wish is for an empty lamp. We're going to need to throw this thing out.
This is no good.
Yeah, without wishes, I'm running this thing under a tap.
This is dirty.
Like, I can't imagine.
I don't want a lamp with a dude in it. A shirtless dude.
Yuck, this lamp's gross.
I can't imagine grabbing a lamp and trying to polish it.
First of all, if I've entered the Cave of Wonders, so if we all recall in Aladdin, Jafar is like, enter the Cave of Wonders, you diamond in the rough.
That's his voice, we recall. I remember him. You diamond in the rough, go get the rough of diamonds.
You must grab only the lamp, do not touch any of the gems or treasures.
Okay, yeah, of course. Jafar, as we all know, was voiced by Orson Welles during a champagne commercial.
They let Orson drink too much of the champagne. They should have been spitting it out.
No!
Orson, please spit it in the bucket.
No! I'm not going to waste free champagne.
I won't sully a bucket. Disrespect a container by spitting in it.
Orson, please. Okay. It was a nightmare. But yeah, so then I'm immediately touching stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know
how. I'm like,
as soon as you get in there.
I love this sick gem and I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, let's get this out of the way. In any Disney movie that you're in, Jackson, you immediately die. And in such a violent way that everyone leaves the movie.
You know, like, it's like you touch something and the big lion's mouth closes. I like walk in, pick up a gem, lock eyes with Jafar as he's like, why? Then the lion's head squishes me. That's right.
Yeah, you're the guy at the start of Aladdin.
Fuck. Getting in there, looking at the treasure and being like, what was I not meant to touch?
Yeah.
Is this one of those the floor is lava type things where I can only touch the gem?
Your last words would absolutely be, did you say touch or don't clomp?
And then I know, you know? And then I know.
Touch everything or touch not?
Just as you go in there, what's a lamp?
Hey, dude, I'm an urchin.
I've never had anything lit up other than by a candle. I don't know what you want from me, dude.
I live and die by the sun, my man. I don't know what you want me in here looking for, but I hope that it spells out lamp.
Also, getting in there, because if we recall as well, the lamp is like really high up on like a pile of rocks that you got to climb. I'm just going to be like, nah, turn around and go back.
Yeah.
It's too high up. I don't know. I need a ladder or whatever.
You would have seen one flight of stairs and just knowing that it would kill you, just slam your palm onto a ruby rather than take the cardio.
Thank God.
All right, so you're up there. You're touching this lamp. Obviously, your first...
Start rubbing that shit.
Yeah. You're rubbing the shit out of this lamp, as we all want to do.
Yes.
Does licking the lamp count as rubbing it? I'm like, the genie comes out. Oh my god,
dude, what the? You've got the spout fully in your mouth. The genie.
That
comes
was
out.
So deep. Comes out in tongue. Me. Oh! Jafar, something went wrong. I feel very bloated. It's great to hear that, like, he's like tinny,
give him the lamp, but you're just like, whoa.
Oh, this is a lamp. I don't know why you wanted it, man.
I feel like I want to riff.
Just a wet genie coming up being like, you weren't sucking off the lamp, were you?
No,
not at all.
Hurriedly wiping the sides of your mouth.
Why would you even
say
such
an accusation?
With lamp grease.
Wasn't it funny to hear like a tinny rendition of Never Had a Friend Like Me coming out of my... What is in you, Jackson? I'd force myself to throw up, I guess, into the sand. Yeah. Is that what you wanted, Jafar? This guy?
Dude, you should have told me to look for the blue pervert who lives in a...
Here he is.
Lives in a gravy boat. That would have been easier.
Yeah, it also doesn't look... I guess it's an ancient Arabian lamp.
I want you to go in there and look for the one thing without nipples.
Whoa, what a request. Okay, so we've licked or sucked off the lamp.
Yeah.
And out pops the genie.
We've slapped the lamp around. The genie has popped out to be like, dude,
stop it.
Please.
Just hocking it at the wall.
Catching it again.
Why would I carry this back when I could simply dribble it like a basketball?
Just like kicking it along the ground.
Like a can. As a street rat.
Yeah.
I am led to street rat behaviors.
Playing soccer with it or whatever.
I kicked it to Jafar by now. Like,
I've got both my hands deep in my pockets and I'm kicking the lamp around like I'm having a bad day. I'm Charlie Browning my way up the tiger.
I like that also each of us have just returned to Jafar with it. None of us have rubbed it for us. We have rubbed it for ourselves.
I'd be just like, here you go.
Yeah, all yours.
Yeah.
Bye. See you later. I'm taking this camel.
Do I invoice you? Well, like, I don't know. Is this an honor system? Anyway.
You pay me in
I'm going to go back
riches.
There and touch all those rubies.
Now that the lamp's out, it's good, yeah?
Yeah. I guess I'll, take a shovel.
A big sack? There's heaps of gold in there.
Now that the cat's dead, do you just want to dig our way into where it is? It's all there.
It's so underneath. Much.
If we just excavate, it should
It's so easy, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, man.
Don't touch anything. This can't see you like on a ladder chipping away at like a lion's tooth.
Yeah. I'm going to take this whole big lion statue.
Man, this looks sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in my sad urchin's hovel.
Cool. So we have this shiny thing. Yeah. There's a blue cunt coming out of it. He's asking us, what do we want?
Mr. Joel Zammit, sir, what
is
will
he
your
doing
pleasure
his whole spiel of like, I want freedom as well?
No, you got to bring that up, and
because,
I'm not
like,
doing
that's
it.
A real, like, I feel like he's acting like an Uber driver. Yeah. I feel like the first question you have for each other is, hey, how you been?
Yeah.
Have you been in there long?
Yeah.
Is it cramped in
like,
there?
Like, if I'm asking some questions,
life story.
Busy millennia or whatever, and then there's, like, an awkward pause, and then he's like, been in there ages. You're like, oh, yeah.
Because when does, like, Aladdin find out that he's bound? Well, is it pretty early on?
Okay, so the one I've seen the most recently is the live-action remake.
Yeah.
And that happens when Aladdin is like, if you could have any wish, what would it be? Mm. Which is a weird thing to ask your genie. That's like getting in your Uber and being like, where would you drive to? What do you want to do today? I don't know, dude.
Hey, man. I'm going to walk in this store and buy you any shirt you like.
Yeah. I'll put on the spot, and I was like, oh, I don't know. You've been around and granted some wishes. What would you wish for? And
what's
if he
the
says
best
that?
Wish you've seen?
Yeah, that's a good one to begin with. You don't want to embarrass yourself as well. Yeah. Like, what's like a normal wish?
Someone you thought was cool.
Because look, I'm not the most self-confident, so I'd be like, well, what's good? And like, if he was like, oh, free me, I would be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wish for you to have a genie then.
Yeah.
I want to see what you do. I wish for you to have a genie. Yeah. I want you to put your bloody words where your mouth is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Two wishes left. If you use your first wish to free your genie, I guess I'll free you. But like, oh, hey, look who has a fancy car already. So I think you'll find that my other two wishes are going to extend this schlong. Okay, so first off, I think we're all wishing for less wishes.
I wish I had no wishes.
I'm getting an analysis paralysis. Yeah. So I'm trying to cut down my options. We all know you can't wish for more, but surely the opposite.
That's
all right, I guess use your first wish to wish for less wishes. So I guess you have one wish left.
Is that what you wanted? Yes. Thank God.
Whoa.
So much off my mind.
Dude. Oh. Finally. I'm free. I'm sorry. I know that must be weird for you to hear.
That's also sad for the genie being like, so you're going to use your final wish to free me? And you're like, no.
Dude, no. Not I had one wish years. That I used to get rid of another wish. I haven't even had my wish yet.
Exactly.
I just have a full schedule.
Just one wish will do me. Yeah. Well, what would your one wish be?
Oh, boy.
It's tough.
Boy.
It's a tough. You can't make anyone fall in love with you, and you can't bring anyone back from the dead.
Yeah.
Those are the two stipulations. And no
immediately
more wishes.
Immediately, there go my two first wishes, which were bring back JFK and have him fall madly, deeply in love with me.
That's so sad.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah, and no wishing for more wishes. But again, none of us were going to do that.
No, can you wish for, like, omnipotence?
Well, Jafar does.
Yeah.
Jafar wishes to be more powerful than the genie, but he becomes a genie. So it's dangerous.
It's like a monkey paw situation, though.
It is and it isn't. It's not for Aladdin. Aladdin doesn't get monkey pawed. Jafar does.
It seems like one of those things where, like, as long as you just devote a little bit of time to technical manualing, writing it out, as being like, hey, I wish for being really strong, but not in a way that harms me or those around me. Just
And not in a way that kills me because my muscles can no longer hold up my body or whatever.
The same way you go into a hairdresser with a picture of a hairstyle that you like from a bunch of angles, maybe this is the way you go to the genie.
You like, don't want to leave it up to the genie.
All right, I want to be King Midas, but I get to choose when it happens.
And you know that's annoying the genie, which makes me like the genie less.
I wish I could know the perfect wish.
Oh, that's sneaky.
And then that's good because that uses your first wish, and then your next wish is, of course, the perfect wish, less wishes.
Then you're down
and you're done.
Done. You're out.
Gotcha, genie.
All right, thanks, man. We just finished our speed run of the Aladdin plot.
See you later.
Back in the lamp.
Grab that lamp.
I'm just going to huck this fucking dumb lamp away and go back to using a candle like a real person. Freak.
Well, what?
I'm keeping this lamp to lick. I got a taste for it now.
I fill it up with spices.
Yeah.
It's funny to wish for things that I can just easily do. Like,
I wish I was holding the lamp in my left hand.
Yeah!
Wow!
This guy's for real.
Can you do it back into the right hand? Whoa!
All right, now
you have
please,
one wish left, Jackson. Are you sure? This is amazing. No way you could do the left again.
Whoa!
Thanks, right. Dude. That was a ride. You have been my worst master in my entire millennia of being a genie.
I hate you. We can't say this usually, but I swear to God, I hate you.
If you had freed me, I'd have killed you. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Well, it's like I made the right decision, genie boy.
I'm so happy with my wishes.
Well, it seems this is you passing the lamp back and forth between your left and right hands. Wow, the power was inside me all along.
I can just do this.
Whoa, thanks, genie. You've inspired
Sweet.
Me. No.
Woo, throw the lamp away, walk home.
Okay. So first wish, obviously, better lamp.
Great.
Electric. Yep.
This lamp sucks. Yeah. Electrify
Give us a better
shit.
Lamp. Thank you.
Yeah. Are we talking electric lamp or electrified lamp? That's the monkey element. Electric. Electric shock dead in the sand.
Perfect. Now that I like.
That's quite an extreme monkey paw. Often they're unfortunate, not just outright death.
Yeah. I wish for a better lamp and it spawns, you know, a mile above you, falls on top of you, blam.
Dead.
Yeah.
I like to imagine
like a touch lamp.
Can you wish for the genie to never be able to be freed? The genie's like, I would love to be freed. I'm like, well, I wish you could never be freed.
Okay,
gotcha,
well,
genie.
Guess I'll be granting that.
Sweet. Guess it doesn't technically infringe any of the rules.
Hey, you can't wish for more wishes.
Yeah.
Can you wish for the exact same amount of wishes that you have at the moment that you wish. Thereby granting a wish, but meaning you stay steady at three wishes. You get the rush of having a wish granted.
He's done it. He's granting to treading water.
You're making wishes. Yes.
Genie's like,
it's time to grant a wish. Please, just make a wish. All right, I wish to have the same amount of wish. I guess he's not wishing for more.
It's funny that at a certain point, the genie could just stop granting it and just not grant the wish, and you wouldn't know.
Yeah. It's like, yep, granted. Yeah, the wish happened. Whoa. Yep. Ooh, yep.
Whoa. Can we do it again? Yeah, there you go. It's happened. Still
I've noticed there's no, like, you know, magical dust or
you've
something.
You've done it enough times. I'm out of juice.
I just, you know, make it like a bit of, you know... Razzle dazzle me. Just saying.
I wish you were a mortal rat. That's what I would do. And the genie becomes a rat and scurries away.
Hey, wait. I'm not done with my two other wishes.
Come back. Oh, fuck.
Oh, good. My two other wishes. I wish to hunt a rat.
Yes. And then I catch it. I wish to eat a rat whole and live. This was a great day.
This was a great day. Squeak, squeak. Oh, boy. The human body is a squeak. True mirror. Squeak, squeak, squeak. You basically turned yourself into Evangelion Ratatouille, where it's climbed inside your head and skull.
The rat's using various tendons and veins to move me, to seek revenge.
Yeah. Look, understandable.
Because there's many things you can do to the genie. The genie never expects you to send the wishes, but he expects good things to happen to him. But
can you kill somebody? No, you can't bring back someone from the dead, but can you kill somebody?
Oh, you can for sure kill somebody.
Oh, yeah. Hey, okay, first wish. You know that weird prick upstairs? He's dead.
Yeah,
kill him good. Just
end him.
Yeah, done. Yep.
Sweet.
Oh. Well, that was pretty vague.
Yeah.
I know you meant Jafar. I think you meant Jafar.
Yeah, what probably happened is someone with a comb over an Agrabah fell over dead. And everyone's like, what happened to... I mean, he was...
He's so
happy.
I mean,
he stood too close at the office.
He was a weird cunt. They're not wrong, but it's also funny for you to go back into town and see Jafar and be like, Genie,
what the fuck?
What's this?
The genie's like, I thought he was cool.
Do you know how
Robin Williams talks like that?
Yeah. It's me, Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's me, Mrs. Doubtfire.
I'm Patch Adams. Laughter is the best and only medicine.
Someone
take care of my large bulbous red nose.
So if you wish one person dead, right?
Yeah.
That's one wish.
Sure.
But if I ask to wish a town dead.
That's still one wish.
Is that still one wish?
You could wish for the heat death of the universe.
Yeah, I'm trying to maximize how much I could just, you know, ruin things.
I reckon with one long run-on sentence that you then grant at, say, the end of a month or a week, basically you could be a delayed death note.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You just got to write it all out, set times, and then you could slowly pick off all of your enemies.
Take a deep breath, really maximize it, and then your one wish is one... fucking paragraph of insatiable desire granting.
Surely it ends at the full stop, the wish, right? If I was like, I wish for $1 million and a donkey and, like, can I just keep adding and the wish will continue? Or will the genie slap me in the mouth?
I think that might be just like, that is several wishes.
I feel like there's got to be a loophole to them all wishes.
Okay, here's what I think.
Sure.
If you wish for a donkey holding $1 million, that is one wish.
That's true. Right?
Basically, you got to treat it like caveats.
Yeah. I want a donkey holding $1 million with a belly full of caviar.
I want the worst possible shits for my donkey.
I want to be able to slice open that fucking donkey and feast on its lovely donkey caviar.
Crack it open like a pomegranate and eat the delicious caviar within. Thanks, Genie. What if I wished for, like... clones of me that I could control the actions of.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I use up my two wishes, pass the lamp onto a clone of me. Then they rub the lamp. Have I effectively got more wishes?
Yes.
What if I wish for more genies?
Hey!
He doesn't say anything about that.
I think that's a pretty accepted, like, a hack of the genies operating system.
Yeah, if I'm like, well, I wish for three more genies and lamps, and then I get them, and that's, I've up now, I'm getting nine
wishes.
You get
them, you lick your way through the lamps.
So many wishes. Eventually, I rule the world, surely.
What if I was like, I wish for all the previous wishes that you've ever granted to become null and void?
Oh. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, hey, plumbing is sweet as a summer breeze and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Maybe you wish we'd stop talking about superheroes and Star Wars and dog dicks and instead sort out which kind of frog is the superior frog or what would be the best kind of metal to be crushed under. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up A Second, a nonsense podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Well, I mean, you might not know. He's been in the lamp for thousands
of
years.
Well, I know, but surely there were some things that happened that really affected...
what if you
somewhere
just
in Agrabah, somewhere in Agrabah, someone's fancy shirt just disappears?
Like, no, my perfect shirt.
Fuck, a perfect shirt's a great wish.
Oh,
that is good.
That is a good wish.
Just being like the perfect shirt that never gets dirty.
Yeah,
yes. No, it's always pressed.
Okay. This the perfect outfit.
Mm.
Yes. I wish for the perfect outfit. Oh yeah, this is a little caveat. I wish for the perfect outfit for any occasion.
Mm. Mm.
Yes. Then you're just good. Or is he going to give you
if he gives me a fucking wardrobe, I'll be very mad.
I was going to say like a tuxedo jumpsuit type situation.
JD, this is not perfect.
One of those t-shirts that looks like a tux. Good for formal and leisure.
Yeah,
you're
I guess
fine.
You have to define whether the genie who has been trapped in a lamp for thousands of years is up to date on the latest fashion, considering all he wears is two bracelets.
Yeah, that's true. And has a ghost tail. Yeah. I wish you had regular legs. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm gonna move
tiny little boy legs.
Fuck, finally. Making me sick with that ghost tail.
I hate that you're blue. I wish you were just like not blue.
I wish I knew where in that smoke your genitals are.
Just a big floppy genie dong.
Yeah.
Ah, that's such a relief.
Oh, yeah, it's finally.
I wish I was the genie and you were the human.
Wait, no.
What do you want?
Hey, buddy, while I got you here, you're going to want to lick this lamp. First thing you do as a human, you got to give this thing a go.
It tastes like metal and dust and sand.
It's so delicious.
Yeah.
That's funny then, like putting yourself in that situation, because now you want to be freed, being like, anyway, I know I wasn't going to free you, but now that...
But
you're
much better than I. So.
You're a good person.
You're cool.
Yeah.
You flip us back. I'll free you.
Why do you wish to be a genie who's free, and then you wish me free, and then we all get out... Leaving. Back I go.
Back in the lamp.
Yeah, I do like the idea of giving Genie like another genie that he could kind of prove that he would free that genie. But then I also like the idea of giving Genie other kind of experiments, like giving him the trolley problem.
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, just trying to find the moral center of the genie from Aladdin.
Genie, I wish for you to solve this trolley problem.
Yeah.
I wish I could self-suck, Genie. I don't know how to do it. Teach me.
Suddenly a pile of ribs appears beside you. Oh. Wait, so are you wishing for that? Okay, my first wish is for you to be able to self-suck. And my second wish is for you to teach me how.
I guess I know now.
I guess my third wish is for a tasteful studio for us to study in.
Thanks, man. You wasted two. Come on, show me how. I could. With your third wish, I could just make it so. Yeah,
I know, but I'm a lifelong learner.
You know? I like the experience.
Yeah, I love the milestones.
Yeah, it's the journey, not the destination, Genie. Come on,
it's funny to like Genie wishes, but not I wish you could get me in shape. Like,
I wish for a personal trainer and realistic goals.
Okay,
I wish I have the body of a man who kept a routine for 6 weeks.
Yeah. 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 I wish to know what it felt like to have an honest day's work and actually like have that gratification.
Yeah. There we go.
Give me an honest day. I wish I had a job, Genie. Yeah. I wish
Like a 7 out of 10 job.
Yeah. Something I don't hate, but I'm happy to go to every day.
I wish I had childlike wonder back. You know, I kind of miss it.
That would be nice.
Now we're going into that, yeah.
That's sad that the three of us have manifested a genie and we're like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. When I'm looking at my life, I can't. There's no quick fix for this. We got to change what's at the bottom.
Yeah, we got to go in there with those foundations.
I wish I was happy. Ooh. Genie's like, listen, man. Okay, fine. I'll bring someone back from the dead.
That's going to be easier.
I'll break my rules,
okay,
please.
Please just give me that.
Dude, that's anyone in so love much with you right now, whatever.
Dead, living, future, I don't mind. Whatever we want.
I can't do that. Like, I can't do those other things, but I properly, like, I can't do that.
Those are roles. This is something else entirely.
And you still want to have a podcast? Okay.
Oh, boy. All right.
I don't know how we're going to do this one, Papa.
What about wishing the genie back in his lamp because he fried the you?
Yeah, I've got 3 wishes. I wish you were gone.
Oh, thank you. Boing.
Going out to Jafar. There's a blue ghost in there. Be careful.
Dude, you got to check this guy out.
I have a poo with me, yeah?
Yes.
I wish he was a dude.
Okay, yeah, the monkey. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Somewhere in your tummy.
A boo, yeah? A boo.
Yeah, a boo. Yeah, a boo, yeah. I wish my monkey was a human being.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
But yeah, I reckon I'd be like, hey, yeah, make a boo a man. Go on. Chop, chop.
What are you gaining out of it?
I mean, Nate.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Get over the lamp and the carpet as well.
I'm a street rat who my best friend is a monkey. Mm. I want him to be able to talk back. Can you teach a boo, like, sign language?
Yeah.
We're back to the
again, can you teach?
Not let him learn. Yeah. Can you teach?
I want him to know.
I want you to sit down and dedicate several years to teaching my monkey sign language. Yeah.
It's this journey, Genie.
Just about to die. He will be able to sign to me, this was inefficient.
you had a fucking genie, you stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Hey, Genie. I wish for you to teach me sign language too. I'm sorry. I didn't get any of that.
No, he's just doing hand. I don't even know if you really did it.
He's doing like my, my, moo, moo. I don't know.
I can't speak monkey. I don't know what he's saying.
Get over here.
I'm ready to use that second wish.
I don't bin those flashcards.
It's great to imagine the genie being like, you got 3 wishes. And you're like, yeah, I'll have to think about that. And then just never using them.
Yeah.
The genie is tied to you forever. Like, he can't go anywhere. No. Die on your deathbed, never having used them.
So many things are happening to the people in your life, and you're like, I wish there was something I could do.
The genie being like, what the fuck? What? Yeah, man. I don't know if I want to waste it, though, on this specifically.
Yeah.
Can you wish to live longer? Like, you can't bring someone back from the dead, but if I, at 80, wish to be young again, could he do that?
Yeah, I reckon so.
I wish I was a baby.
Oh boy.
I wish I was a baby and you were my daddy. Raise me.
Oh boy.
That's one wish, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be able to make another wish until I'm 10.
Yeah.
And why did I choose 10?
Is that the legal age of wishes?
The legal wishing age.
I just accepted that.
Yeah.
Why did I just accept that?
If I wish to be a baby again.
Yep.
Do I retain? Is it a Benjamin Button situation?
I think you have to clarify it. The Benjamin Button situation would be very bad because that means you're just still an old man, but you're a baby.
Yeah.
You're a grotty little baby.
It's actually not.
With a full set of teeth like Renesmee.
Because if I'm just a regular baby, then at like five, I'm going to make 5-year-old wishes and waste them.
Hey guys, very exciting. Happy to let you know we've all had a regular baby. Yeah, it's a...
No Benjamin Button situation.
Okay, deathbed wishes.
Sure.
One, wish this was a life bed. I wish there was a better vibe in this freaking room. Yeah. Two, stop that beeping.
Damn it.
Oh, dang.
Or if, uh, It's like if you hate your son or daughter-in-law,
yeah.
I wish that my didn't ever meet them.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, man, you could remove people from existence pretty easily.
Yeah, you can't wish for someone to be brought back from the dead, but you can delete people.
Yeah.
Just Sims style.
You can't wish people to be brought back from the dead, but you can create new people as well.
Oh, yeah, you can create new people.
Well, I mean, like, Aladdin becomes the
Sultan, yeah.
Sultan of
Ali Ababa.
Yeah, people
just come out of nowhere
yeah.
during that song.
He like, weren't.
They were manifested.
They weren't camel wranglers just
waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
For
so you can manifest a country.
Yeah. Yeah. You can manifest.
What happened to Agrabah's population after that one fucking song? Because there was a real burst in it.
Mm. Yeah, the Ababwa, like, refugee people. Like, because they've got nowhere to go back to.
Is anyone looking to hire a treasure holder? I had a real good gig for approximately 2.5 minutes, but now I haven't worked in weeks, and my family, who also got magicked into existence, are starving.
If you need someone to dance near a lion, I'm your guy.
What happened to them? Did they disappear, or? They just...
They're around. There's something for Aladdin to deal with in his first year
of Aladdin.
Sultancy,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the population boom of Agrabah is unsustainable.
I wish for everybody in Agrabah to have their own personal genie.
Oh, what have you done? You've created the kind of bullshit apocalypse that's not going to be fun, you know? Hey, what happens? Say I get a genie, you three got a genie as well,
mm-hmm.
which
sure.
I guess is the premise of the question. And I wish to be the king of Agrabah, and then you two wish to be the king of Agrabah. What if you get a conflicting wish? What happens?
It feels like it's a Magic the Gathering stack situation.
Okay.
Or potentially,
yeah.
Given the genies, if the genies get together and like, listen, guy, my guy's asking to also be the king of Agrabah. Is it cool if we just... And we could just both be kings.
Yeah,
like
true.
A timeshare, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds annoying.
Or I think we just have one big crown that we both wear at the same time. Maybe there's a cord between it. Or it's just one long oval that we sits over all of our heads.
It's scary to imagine us sitting on a very wide throne. And like whoever's in the middle being like, I gotta piss. I'm so sorry, everybody. We gotta get up and move.
I never need to shit or piss again.
Oh, that's good. And you gotta be careful because you wanna be
and
like,
also I stay alive and it's all normal.
I never shat or pissed again is not how you wanna phrase that.
Yeah, congratulations, you're bursting like a balloon, or it's all coming out the mouth.
I wish I didn't have an asshole. Thank you.
Wow. Whoa, no, well, we're still one of them.
I still wish I had whatever pleasure senses are in my asshole. But it wasn't a tube.
I wish the male G-spot was located in the exact center of my chest.
That's good. And then I get the lamp like, and start jabbing it. Why do you want to fuck? I wish this lamp was fuckable.
I wish. Hey, okay, genie. Here's my first wish. I wish. Hey, how wide is that spout? About 2 centimeters. I wish my dick was 1.8 centimeters wide when erect. Why? No reason.
Don't worry about
it. Second wish. What is the exact dimension?
I wish you were not looking at me for about 5-10 minutes.
Second wish, please turn around.
Poor genie going into a lamp full of
cum. Third wish, I wish that was better.
I wish that actually felt good.
Yeah. Boy, I wish I'd remembered to spit on my dick before I fucked your lamp. Cut to the present, but just with a slightly wetter dong and like a hint of a smile.
Fuck. That sucks because I've ruined the shape of my penis for the rest of my life.
It doesn't change back. It's just what it made shit like
shit like the inside of a spout. Well, that's. I thought that was going to be way better, and now my penis is very thin.
Oh, dang, I don't even get to keep the lamp.
That's very funny to give the lamp to Jafar and be like, I'm done with it. Sorry, I cummed in it. It's yours.
But you wish it was very only when erect, so when it becomes flaccid,
it's a normal thing. As soon as you get horny, it's like,
oh man,
like tapers.
Yeah,
hey, what's wrong with your penis? It is a long story.
All right, listen. There are some things that are meant for very specific purposes.
Hey, you ever wanted to fuck a lamp, but you're like, how am I going to do this? I figured out how.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Holy fuck.
Would the genie...
Fucking the genie's laugh is so funny. I'm using two wishes to get there. One for width, one for length.
And one to make the genie turn around. Yeah. It's all three wishes dedicated to one very specific goal. I think that's the best way to do it, frankly. Yeah, I think I've utilized those wishes in a way... You know, we've had a lot of ideas here, but I've come out the most satisfied.
Definitely, yeah.
And I've wrecked the genie's home. He's not going back in that.
Like, no.
I don't know what the difference... Like, the genie can go in there. Is the genie... Is it like... Does he fill the lamp? Do you know what I mean? Or is it like a little place in there?
He does say it's very cramped and he goes, gets
there,
in there.
Like, just like a little bit of cum on like... The carpet in... Yeah.
Does he now have a roommate that is a singing mass of Little Jacksons? Like Osmosis Jones style? Because he has to shrink down small
to
enough to
there.
Be in there that now he can see all of their little faces being like, ha-ha! Hey,
we are cum!
First wish, I wish for my cum to be sapient.
Yeah.
Second wish,
a la kazoo!
How wide was the spout of your lamp?
I'm filling your lamp with little me's. Thank you, Genie. Goodbye.
Man, this has been great.
This rules, man. Thanks,
Dave. Dude, this freaking rules. You're talking to him while you're fucking the lamp.
This is really good.
I gotta tell you, I had second thoughts just before I put it in.
But it's actually super good.
Dude, thanks so much for these wishes. This rules.
This is seriously maybe one of my top 10 days. Right, it's happening right now.
Wish. Oh, I can't get enough.
Straight up, thank you. When I'm done here, I'm coming in for a hug, man. Like, yeah. We haven't known each other long, but
dude,
no.
You're my best friend, Genie.
I have never had a friend like you.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Salmon.
I've been Tom Walker.
Fuck that lamp.
Oh. Fuck the lamp.
Fuck the lamp.
Fuck the lamp.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.